Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place. Let's virtually talk face to face. Today is Sunday, and it is Soul Feel Sundays. So I wanted to talk about how can discipline play a role in your spiritual life, in terms of your prayer, in terms of meditation, in terms of what you do concerning routines on a Sunday, how they play a part in what you do during the week, and how you fill your soul. Okay, so let's jump into this chat. So when you're looking at how you fill your soul, oftentimes it is a communal thing or a community thing, whether you worship at a church, but sometimes there is no routine for you, for us, during the week, Monday through Friday. So in terms of filling your soul, what does that look like Monday through Friday and on Sunday? And I think, where does discipline come into how you fill your soul? In terms of journaling, do you journal? And also being responsible for yourself, because I have this conversation with my mom a lot. I think oftentimes religion, prayer, and the way I grew up in Christianity, it has a routine, but the routine doesn't actually exude itself in some kind of action. So the action could be in terms of, if you love people, do you only love certain kinds of people? Do you only love people who share your same faith? Do you only love people who drive certain cars? Do you only love people, love and respect? Do you love and respect people who are in certain positions? Like, what does that look like in terms of your faith and your routines? Like, do you get up and do you look at social media the first thing in the morning? Are you praying? Are you meditating? Are you journaling? Are you spending time with God or whatever your faith is? Are you walking in it? And I give the example of Justin Baldoni quite a bit because he is Baha'i faith, but I've seen him do and be this miraculous person that is laying the platform and the foundation. Like, what does your faith look like on a daily basis? Are you the person who snubs your nose up at people who are homeless? Are you the person who doesn't even see the homeless because they're not people to you, because you have a lack of regard for their story or what their story might be? So in terms of what your faith looks like, what does it look like Monday through Friday, and how do you actually exercise it in the mornings? And consistently, what is your routine on a daily basis? Now, in conclusion, I think routines and practicing them on a consistent daily basis. So what does your routine look like in the morning before you start your day, before you start work? Are you setting goals for your spiritual goals? Are you setting spiritual goals? If one of your spiritual goals is forgiveness, is one of your spiritual goals might be communication and communicating in love and not out of hurt and fear and pain. What are your goals? And then how do you put routines around your spiritual goals so that you're holding yourself accountable, so that your prayer life looks like something that you really need prayer for. And so in terms of being accountable for yourself and your body and how you deal with stress, I think is one of the biggest things that we tend to overlook. Are you walking in fear or are you walking in faith? And there is a difference between those two things. Because if I am fearful and or I claim the thing that I don't want, are you really praying about it or are you believing the thing that is steeped in fear? Or is it steeped in faith? Or is it steeped in like reality? And or have you done your research on certain things, especially concerning medical things? I posted something that was very interesting, and I've often said, like, statistics, sometimes they lie because it depends on who's actually doing and or looking at the research and what does that person or organization want to promote and or sell and or say. So I think it's great for us to create some kind of discipline around our spiritual goals. But number one, setting spiritual goals. And sometimes we're our best and worst critic. Sometimes we don't look at the things that we need to work on and or how we come across to people. And I think that's important too in setting your spiritual goals, like really being realistic about where you are spiritually and some of the things that you need to work on. And I think oftentimes too, people love to blame the person who is often being victimized. It's kind of like if you look at a couple of different things, you know, in terms of relationships, like oftentimes people will say, especially men will say, what are you attracting? And I just think in this digital age, men are attracted to whatever. So it's not anything that you're doing that is drawing men to you. It has everything to do with men will just try. So it doesn't matter your personality, but sometimes not setting boundaries or correct boundaries will create an invitation that is often not warranted. So I think sometimes you have to set boundaries, but also routines in terms of what does your morning look like, and you know, are you on social media first thing in the morning, but you haven't spent time praying and or meditating and or really looking at your spiritual goals. So yeah, set spiritual goals, but then make sure that they are realistic and it is something that you need to actually work on for yourself. And then setting those goals, and how are you going to put feet to your faith by using those goals? Like, what are you going to do on a daily basis? And three, are they steeped in fear or are they steeped in faith? And then how do you use discipline and consistency to practice them? So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, and this is Soul Fill Sundays, and we will chat tomorrow. So what does your discipline and or morning routines look like? So you could actually leave a message via Anchor and I could add it to this podcast as kind of like a way for you to respond to the podcast. That would be awesome. And you could follow me on Facebook. I am Official Madison Chase Fitness. And if you haven't already done so, you could actually subscribe to this podcast so you could get a notification whenever I upload a new podcast. You could actually subscribe on Anchor. You could subscribe on iTunes Podcast. You could also subscribe on Spotify. And Radio Public is another one. And Stitcher is another place for you to subscribe however you listen. Depends on if you have iPhone or if you have an Android phone. And Facebook is Official Madison Chase Fitness. Instagram, it is Madison Chase Fitness. And if you're on YouTube, you could go to Madison Chase Fitness as well. So thank you guys for listening, and we will chat tomorrow.